Assemblymember Mike Reif said his overall message for both Gorman and Kochek was one of appreciation.
I am so pleased with both of them. I'm so pleased at the way they work with each other, they work with our staff, and they work with the assembly. And it says a lot that we've actually have, you know, in the all the years I've been on the assembly, we have a really high-functioning team. You have superior talent, both in Mark and Robin.
That said, during Gorman's evaluation, Reif said he and assembly members Pete Esquiro and Aaron Swanson expressed concern that the city is relying too much on studies done by outside consultants. The city is spending up to $250,000 for an outside firm to develop a solid waste management plan, and Gorman had suggested a similar study for the city's general fund. Esquiro said he hoped the city would do more of that planning and analysis in-house, both because it might cost less, but also because the work would be higher quality.
We've got some pretty talented people that work for the city. You know, they're very capable. And, you know, I'd like to see us use our in-house expertise for, you know, instead of some of these studies that we're authorizing. I don't think we're necessarily, getting the best work products from outside consultants all the time.
Esquiro had particularly high praise for city attorney Robin Kochek.
You know, she doesn't speak down to people, but she has the ability to speak in a way that most people can understand her. You know, I'm not a lawyer, and quite often I could get lost. But she has a great ability to reword things to where we can understand them, and I think that's a pretty talented person that can do that.
For her part, Mayor Mim McConnell said she was pleased with Administrator Mark Gorman's work during the 6 months that he's been on the job.
I think he's done very well, and I think he's been well received by the municipality.
Gorman said that so far he's enjoying the job.
It's an incredibly stimulating job. Every day I come to work, I'm not sure what's going to come through the door, but it's always challenging and engaging, and it's a real privilege for me to be in this position to be serving Sitka.
McConnell said that both Gorman and Kochek had proposed going on contract. Right now, both are city employees and covered by the city's personnel policy. Gorman said he recommended to the assembly that, as administrator, he be placed on contract because it would offer the assembly more flexibility in hiring and firing the city's top official.
From their perspective, I think they're served better by having their CEO under a contract. It gives them more flexibility as they move forward. From my vantage point, it's fairly neutral, but it's my advice to them that I think it's a better tool for them for managing their administrator.
McConnell said the assembly will consider the issue. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.